Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, everyone. I'm your host, Alex, the one who loves diving deep into the tech sea to bring you the pearls of wisdom.
And I'm Jamie, your friendly neighborhood tech enthusiast who asks the questions you're thinking of, mostly because I'm thinking of them too. Today we're tackling a topic that sounds like it comes straight out of a sci-fi movie, mastering server-sent events, or SSE for short.
That's right, Jamie. And while it might sound like something from the future, SSE is a technology that's very much of the present, enabling real-time communication from server to client in a way that's efficient and surprisingly straightforward.
Wait, real-time communication? So we're basically talking about how my food delivery app knows exactly when to tell me my pizza's arrived hot and fresh.
Exactly, Jamie. SSE allows servers to push updates to your web browser or app in real time. Think of it as the server having a direct line to notify you without you needing to ask, "Is my pizza here yet?" every 5 seconds.
So it's like the server saying, "Hey, I got some fresh updates for you. No need to ask." Kind of like a tech butler?
A tech butler. I love that analogy. Yes, SSE keeps one connection open for updates, which is perfect for live dashboards, notifications, and yes, even knowing the exact moment your pizza has arrived.
But how does it actually work? Because I've heard of WebSockets for real-time stuff. Is SSE the same thing?
Great question. While WebSockets provide a two-way street for both sending and receiving data in real-time, SSE is more like a one-way road. It's unidirectional, meaning data flows from the server to the client only. This makes it simpler and ideal for updates that don't require client input, like your pizza status.
I'm starting to see the appeal. Simpler sounds nice, especially when you don't need that back-and-forth conversation. But how tough is it to set this up?
Not as tough as you might think. If you're using Node.js, for example, it's a matter of setting up an endpoint that clients can subscribe to. When the server has new data, it sends it down this open connection to all subscribed clients in a straightforward text format.
Wait, so you're telling me I could have my own real-time dashboard telling me, I don't know, when the next episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast is out?
Absolutely. With just a few lines of code, you can set up an SSE endpoint that streams updates directly to your listeners. And the best part? It's natively supported in most browsers, so your audience won't need anything special to receive these real-time updates.
Okay, that sounds cool and all, but what about the downsides? There's got to be a catch, right?
Well, nothing's perfect, Jamie. SSE is fantastic for many use cases, but it's not great for high-frequency updates like multiplayer gaming, and it operates over HTTP 1.1, which can be a limitation if you're looking to leverage HTTP2's features. Also, it's not supported in Internet Explorer, but then what is these days?
Fair point. So if I'm building something that needs updates from server to client without needing the client to talk back, SSE is the way to go.
Precisely. It's all about choosing the right tool for the job. SSE shines for scenarios like notifications, live feeds, or even streaming your favorite podcast updates in real time.
I've got to say, Alex, I'm sold on the idea. A tech butler that keeps me updated in real time with minimal fuss? Sign me up.
I thought you might like that. And for our listeners, if you're intrigued by the possibilities of SSE for your projects, dive in. It's simpler than you think, and the real-time web is waiting for you.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you enjoyed our dive into server-sent events, make sure to tune in next time for more tech insights.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes. And hey, keep those tech butlers running.
Catch you in the next update, maybe in real time.